Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
You were reading me your notes from the weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the girls.
I did.
Now, you guys got together, what, Friday night?
We went to a horrible show. It was called Juggling the Jenkins. I don't know.
What is that?
She's this internet, she's a YouTube star. Yeah. And she's pretty funny on YouTube or on, social media.
That's right. That was that comedian that you were going to go see at the Paramount.
She was horrible.
Was it bad?
Well, I didn't know that she was, her comedy is about being an addict, and that's not what she does on Facebook. On the Facebook, she does all this funny stuff about being a mom and how, it's...
Yeah, because you mentioned that you're going to hear a lot of mom jokes, single moms, whatever, mom jokes.
No, it was like a whole life about how her dad was an alcoholic, and then she's an alcoholic. Yeah, and drugs, and she married a drug. We were all just like, here's us. When does this get funny? We're like whispering.
Really?
And then my one girlfriend's like, I never knew it was going to be dark like this. I'm like, I know. We left.
You did?
It was that bad.
Did they have like an intermission that you left at?
They had an intermission and we all agreed because the tickets were $100 each. So we all agreed, okay, we're going to give her like 5 more minutes after intermission. Right. We're like, okay. And then even in the lobby, everybody's like, what are we watching? Because it was her life about addiction and her life. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It was sad.
Was the place packed?
No.
Really? Empty seats, huh?
Yeah. Oh, lots of them.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Over 3/4 of it was empty.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, that's really a bad sign. That means words got out on this show.
So I'm like, let's be nice and give her another minute. And so we all agreed, okay, we're going to be nice. We're going to give her another minute. And we waited for it. Now there was a couple of like, ha ha. But the jokes were not that funny because it was really about tragedy.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
You know, I'm glad you said it was awful and that you guys had a terrible time and you got up and you left. I'm glad you said all that because now it makes sense why you were in such a bad mood and dissing husbands at the table when you left there. Because she put you in a bad mood. See, now it all adds up.
I don't have a husband. No, when I was telling BJ, I said, okay, and I'll just be honest.
It adds up now.
And I love all my girls, and so I hope they don't feel like I'm throwing them under the bus. But we went then to, oh my God, did you know the Hyatt has a restaurant on the 27th floor?
No.
Me either.
No.
I've stayed there a million times.
Really?
I never even knew that there's this gorgeous restaurant on the 27th floor.
Get out of here.
I had no idea. In the Hyatt downtown. Anyway. Yeah.
What's it called? Billy's?
Let me look it up.
Willie's?
Well, it's on her text.
Like, Tilly's?
No, it's like something like the Seasons or something. You know, like something crazy like that. It's something weird.
Okay, no big deal.
Are you sure? Because I go to her messages.
Did you go to the restaurant there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we went through a gorgeous view. I took pictures. I even posted them.
Really?
Yeah, gorgeous.
Have a look.
Anyway, so we were up there and we were just talking about how, oh my God, this was a horrible show, blah, blah, blah. And then... the one girl that I just met her, she's Susie's friend. Don't say.
You just used her name.
Don't say names. Anyway, her husband's out of town. She's like, oh my God, I am so happy. I can stay out and everything and not get questioned. Where are you and everything? And I thought, oh my God, is that how marriage is? Because it's been a long time since I've been married.
By the way, let me give the premise of what Jamie said before she gave the story that she's giving you now. She looked at me out of the blue and said, you know, I don't think I'll ever get married again. And I said, where'd that come from? What are you talking about? Well, I'm under the assumption, after being with my friends on Friday night, they all hate their husbands.
Well, I'm not hate. I just...
Dislike marriage.
Dislike marriage. So the one girl's like, oh my God, there is nothing like having my husband out of town. And I looked at her and she's like, I just jump in the middle of my bed naked and I do a starfish. She's like, I got the whole bed to myself. I'm just naked in the middle of it. And I'm like... Wow, because I do that every night.
Yeah.
I don't have to move anybody over. I don't have to share.
Right.
You forget how...
Exactly. See, you got to keep that in mind, though. That's part of... See, you just assume that 24-7 every day that the person maybe can't stand being around this person. That's not true. It's when you get that break, you enjoy it so much more.
Well, one girl wrote this, and I quote, "Yeah, I know what you mean. I love my husband, but I don't really like him at all." What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
I was like, what?
It kind of kills my theory.
I go, wait, what?
She doesn't like him at all?
She
loves him?
Well, she loves
him. Is
that
possible?
She loves him, and you're going to hate this part, but I guess she despises his CPAP machine. I guess, like, here's what she said, and just so you know what Lisa's thinking, I've never dated or been married to anybody that has a CPAP. The way she says she looks at him with this device on his face.
Yeah.
She wants to shut it off and have him die.
Oh, no. That's awful.
She hopes that somehow it goes off in the middle of the night and he suffocates. I don't think she really means it, but I guess here's what she said. She didn't sign up for the dude with the CPAP machine. And I guess now that he's gotten older.
Man, oh man.
She's like, look at him and
I'm
like,
I feel bad for him.
I know, but she goes, I just look at him and go, what in the hell did I marry?
Well, she knew. She obviously, all right, let me ask you this. Okay. Before she married the guy, she obviously knew that he needed it because he snored.
I guess, but then...
Okay, so if you're going to live with that and you're going to marry into that, if it evolves that he can correct this, even though it takes that to do it, then why can't she understand that?
I guess she wants to unplug it. I don't know what it's like about the CPAP machine. All I know is the way she describes staring at him with that device on your guys' head... I guess she wants to cut the line or something.
Is that two out of three now?
And then the other one says...
Oh, here we go. Okay,
then the third one. Everybody had a little piece of the pie. And I'm just sitting there as a single woman listening to the marrieds. And one was like, I know what you mean. Do you ever open the garage door and go, please don't be home. Please don't be home. Please don't be home. Please
oh,
don't.
Oh, boy. All right, I've heard enough.
I'm sorry.
I got what you're saying.
I love marriage.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.